Our next guest is a Sydney mum who's built a massive following on social media, over 250,000 followers on TikTok, for example, all on the strength of delicious Middle Eastern home cooking and a particular knack for making it simple and easy enough to do it at home yourself. Now, Fatima Omran's created her first cookbook. It's called Middle Eastern Simple, and that's a collection of mouth-watering recipes full of even more mouth-watering photos to give you just a little bit of a taste of what's on Fatima's menu and could be at your house. How does beef ribs in date and pomegranate molasses followed by one bowl carrot, date and pistachio cake sound? I am hungry already. Fatima Omran, welcome to Sunday Extra.
Thank you. Good morning.
It's great speaking with you. Now, from the introduction to Middle Eastern Simple and lots of your videos, it's clear how strong the connection between cooking and family is for you. So I wonder if we could start by hearing a little bit about your family's story and the role of cooking in your experience of it.
Well, I grew up with migrant parents who migrated to Australia in the 70s from Lebanon. And back in the 80s and 90s, we ever went to a restaurant. It was all home-cooked food, eating together. We would sit on the floor with, back then, the newspaper used to come twice a week to the house. So we used to use newspaper on the floor and we'd sit together and eat on the floor, and I'd help my mum cook, you know, nearly every day in the kitchen.
Yeah, well, the demands on you were pretty big there as well, because there are a lot of mouths to feed and you were the oldest, is that right?
Yes, that's right, yeah.
And so how did you feel about home cooking as a youngster?
That's all I ever knew. My dad also studied nutrition, so he was a big advocate of whole foods and, you know, our pantry items were very small because we concentrated on fresh vegetables and meat and grains, really. That was the basis of our diet.
It all sounds very, very good. Now, obviously, you've burst onto the social media scene in recent years, but I wonder if you could tell us a bit more about your life before social media, because obviously there were some huge challenges in your life which sort of led to some pretty significant changes.
That's right. I was diagnosed with advanced cancer when I was 26, actually on my 26th birthday, and also became a single mum at the same time. So that's when I had to reevaluate nutrition and, you know, not rely on kind of fast food and just, you know, simple sandwiches. I had to go back to the roots of how I was raised and actually cook at home for my children, because I became very scared that my children would also get sick one day. So started concentrating on nutrition and nourishing our bodies with good food.
Yeah, it sounds like there's a bit of a sort of drift away from the food that you'd grown up with, but then a strong turning
That's
back.
Right.
What sort of change, what sort of impact did that change have for you and the family?
Look, after I became an adult and became independent, I did drift away from home food and probably kind of rebelled because I could. So then I realized the importance of eating at home the way I was raised, and I went back to it. That's how I raised my children. Just they can have whatever they want, but in moderation, as long as most of their diet is home-based cooking.
Sounds great. And certainly Middle Eastern Simple is a great collection of absolutely mouth-watering dishes that you've put together. On Sunday Extra, we're speaking with Fatima Omran. And Fatima, I'd love to hear the story of how you got into social media, because obviously you'd dealt with, you know, huge health challenges. You'd turned things around for yourself, but then you've built this audience of millions of people all around the world. How does that happen?
Look, accidentally, when I did become a single mum, I obviously finances were tight, so I had to work from home, and I ran a dessert business from home, which turned into a shop. And then when that went bust, only because of COVID time, I just thought, you know what, I cook every day anyway, let's record it. And that's how my social media kind of exploded, really, because people started cooking from home pretty much from COVID.
Absolutely, absolutely. And I gather there was one video in particular that really took off. What was that, and what was the story behind it?
Well, that was when my daughter asked for fairy bread, and I did say no because I didn't believe that you should, or children should be eating sugar on bread.
And I hear you there, Fatima. I've got to say, I'll admit I am a bit of a sucker for old fashioned fairy bread. Yes, I don't know, it's a sort of childhood comfort food. But then I saw your video, and you hacked fairy bread in an incredible way. Could you talk us through what you did?
Well, I thought maybe the kids just like the colour aspect of fairy bread. So instead I got some shredded coconut and I dyed it with some vegetable juices to make different colours, and then put it on the buttered bread and offered it to my daughter because it kind of looks exactly like fairy bread.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, yeah.
But a healthier version.
And I bet you it tastes fantastic as well, but it also just took off online. What were the sort of range of reactions that you got to that initial video?
It was terrible. Like there was like maybe 100,000 comments and restitches of the video that people were just enraged because it's an Aussie icon.
How dare you touch our fairy bread?
Yeah, which wasn't my intention. I didn't think it would offend anyone, really.
No, well, absolutely not. And but at the same time, that wave of negativity seemed to be followed by a bigger wave of positive response. I don't know how broadly, but whether it's perhaps because people actually tried the take on fairy bread and realized it was delicious. But how did that video then turn into the huge following that you've built all around the world?
Look, people just then became to know me and know my name, and then I used the engagement, even negative engagement, to my advantage. And you've got to like do something on social media to stand out because there's a lot of incredible food creators. But, you know, usually if you're just doing a voiceover explaining on how it's done, you kind of get lost in the audience. Like people don't remember you. So you have to be remembered, and then people just, you're familiar to your audience, and then they just like you and start following you, and then they realize that you do actually make nice food.
Absolutely, you do. So tell us about Middle Eastern Simple, Fatima. What are you trying to achieve with your first cookbook?
Look, when I started creating more easy recipes online, I realized that the majority of people actually want simple. They don't have time, and they want they love Middle Eastern food. They think it's too exotic for them to make, and I've simplified it according to, you know, how we're living in the Western world, with still, you know, not sacrificing on traditional flavors. And yeah, like I grew up in a simple household. The food is simple. We shouldn't overcomplicate things. So that's what I really wanted to get across from this book. All the ingredients can be found at, you know, your local supermarket or grocer, and just experiment.
And obviously you've told us about your Lebanese heritage, and, you know, there's lots of recipes that you drawn from your own sort of family background, but you've also travelled throughout the Middle East as well. Could you give us a sense of sort of the range of recipes that you've included in Middle Eastern Simple, Fatima, and tell us why you've gone that broad?
Yeah, well, I've travelled to Egypt, and my children are actually half Egyptian, even though I'm a Lebanese background. So I've got a lot of Egyptian recipes in there. I've got family who are Jordanian, and I've learnt from them, and, Syrian dishes. Again, I've got cousins who are Syrian. So Middle East is not just Lebanon. It's, you know, with so many flavours from different parts of the world that are Middle Eastern, but it's so special. Like, there's a recipe for everyone from every country in the Middle East.
Yeah. I did wonder as well about the process of putting together a cookbook because, you know, you've got to be quite precise in a cookbook. And in a way, that seems quite different from the way you learnt to do measurements in cooking. Could you tell us about that contrast, Fatima?
Look, you know, the older generation and the Middle Eastern generation, and my mum also, they never used measuring cups and measuring spoons, and they measure pretty much with their heart, intuition, and their hands.
Yeah.
And to replicate those flavors, I really had to take time in actually like using her hand and then putting it in another, on a scale, for instance, and measuring that to be able to write them down and record them, because otherwise over time these recipes are going to be lost.
Yeah, yeah.
So it's very important to hold on to those traditions.
And speaking of your mum, she is a great cameo appearance in your TikTok feed. Tell us about your mum and how she's responded to the social media stardom as well.
Look, she just supports me, and she'll do anything to be able to see me successful. You know, she nearly lost me 20 years ago, and I think she's just grateful that I'm still alive and making a success with my food journey.
Yeah, but she's a natural on camera as well. She's very engaging.
She's super,
does she love it?
Yeah. She loves it. She loves it. She's just a people's person.
Yeah, yeah. So the book is Middle East and Simple. It's been out for not too long yet, but have you got a sense to gauge the reaction to it, Fatima?
Oh, it's been overwhelming. People, you know, I had someone who messaged me and she said, my family's half Australian, half Polish, and we love your food and we bought your cookbook and we love to experience flavors of the world. And she's got two little children and they choose a Fatima recipe every day to cook.
Fantastic.
So that means the world.
Yeah, that's great. Well, look, it's been delightful speaking with you. The book is...
Thank you, likewise.
Middle East and Simple is out now. And I also like as well that as well as having the individual recipes, there's a few tips in there for just how to stock your kitchen with the sort of the basics that you might need for any of the recipes. Tell us what you put in there, Fatima.
Look, pantry items like, date syrup and pomegranate syrup and rose water, and they're available in supermarkets. So don't be kind of scared of the names of these things. They really add beautiful depth of flavour to the dishes.
Yeah, yeah, and available these days much more easily in supermarkets and the like. And you've got orange blossom water as well. It is a absolute feast for the eyes, and I can't wait to taste some of the recipes myself. I'm going to give them a crack. Fatima Omran, thank you so much for joining us on Sunday Extra.
Thank you for having me.
That's Fatima Omran, who's the creator of the new cookbook, Middle East and Simple, and you can also find at Fatima Omran on TikTok and Instagram. This is Julian Morrow with you on Sunday Extra, and it's coming up to 8:30.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.